This is Candy. May I help you?
Yeah, Candy, this here is Roy D. Mercer. I was down there at your mall this morning, and I had a problem. Me and my wife was down there. Listen, we walk down through your mall, and we do our exercising down there of a morning. And we was hanging out there, just resting by the food court, and she got up and slipped in something. I don't know what it was, and busted the back of her head. She got a big old pop knot, and I took her down there. She was feeling a little nauseous. And I took her to the emergency room, and they said that she had a whiplash. And I got some doctor bills, and I need to get took care of.
Okay. What you'll need to do, did you fill out a report with our security officer?
I didn't fill out no report. She's in too much pain. I had to carry her down there, and I tell you what, Candy, I'm a little down in my back right now from having to carry her out there. So I may have to go down there to the doctor's office myself. And I tell you what, it smelled like it was urine that she slipped in. Do y'all let dogs in that mall?
No, we don't.
Well, I don't know what that was down there, but that's what it smelled like. But, boy, I tell you what, she got a pop knot the size of a 50-cent piece on the back of her head. And they got her in this neck brace down there.
Okay, if you hold on, this isn't an area that I deal with.
Well, I tell you what, somebody, because I've talked to four or five folks before they talked to me when they talked to you, and I'm getting a little perturbed, Candy. I'm afraid I might have to come down there and whoop somebody's ass.
I appreciate you not dealing. I mean, there's no reason to get violent about this.
Well,
I can't give you the information you need, so I need to have you talk to the management
But I tell you what, then, you know, you being a woman, I wouldn't whoop your ass myself, maybe. When my wife heals up, and I'd have to have her come down there.
That's not the issue right now. I need to get you in touch with someone who can give you the information that you need.
Well, golly dang, see, now I'm getting a runaround again.
No, you're not getting the runaround. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I talked to four or five people before I talked to y'all.
Who have you talked to?
Well, I don't know where they were.
Well, so we're just trying to get you to someone.
Well, I understand that.
I mean, I can't help you unless you need to speak with somebody else.
I just wondered if that wasn't maybe a baby or something that had been there and had made a mess and his mama didn't clean up after it or nothing.
I would have no idea.
Well, I tell you what, you know, and I'm feeling a little poorly myself, do you understand? Because I had to help her out there. There was early this morning, and we couldn't get nobody to help us, you know. And I tell you, about $217 right now in doctor bills, you know, than having to get down there and to get her took care of. And can I come down there today and get a check?
No, you can't. I don't know what the procedure is for this.
Well, I tell you what the procedure's going to be is I'm going to have to come down there and whoop somebody's ass.
Well, then we'd have to have you arrested for violence here at the mall.
Well, now.
If you would let you talk to somebody who can tell you what the procedure is.
Well.
And what you need to do and what forms you need to fill out.
Yeah, well,
Could
I just maybe come down there and get a gift certificate or something?
We can't give you a gift certificate.
Well, now if I showed you my doctor bills, would you just swap me out in goods down there at your mall?
No, we don't do that.
Well,
has to go through our insurance policy. This has to go through our insurance company.
Is there a man right there standing? Is there somebody I can come down there and take this out on here today?
Because
I don't whoop no woman's ass.
You don't come down here and whip anybody's rear end without being arrested for assault.
Well,
so I mean, if this is how you want to handle it.
I'm just trying to work this thing out.
Well, no, you're not trying to work it out because you won't let me put you in touch with someone who'll tell you what to do.
You won't pay my bill, and
I didn't say that.
Well, you said you couldn't get it today, and I can't get no goods out of it.
That's true.
Well, certificates there at the food court.
What you need to do is we need to file a claim with our insurance company, and you'll need to speak with the manager's assistant as to how to do this.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever been in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Yes, I have.
Really? Well, you sound like you might have. Were you born there?
No.
No? Well, you sound like you're from Oklahoma. Do you know a couple old boys the name of Phil and Brent?
Oh, you horses. What are you guys doing? There's funny. Yeah, I did know a couple guys like that, and they were kind of, this happens all the time.